You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And once I got the call, because obviously, like you said, last year I wasn't able to compete, so really looking forward to, you know, continuing to get to play more baseball and, you know, improve and become a better player every day out here. And, you know, you look at the ultimate goal, and that's to get to the big leagues, and, you know, this is part of my development and another opportunity to get better and get myself that much closer and ready for spring training next year so I can, you know, take a job and, you know, help these guys, you know, continue to do well because they're not doing too bad right now. I think just staying disciplined and, you know, staying with my approach and not getting away from that and, you know, sticking to my strengths. And, yeah, I think really just staying really true to the approach and, you know, not getting over-aggressive and swinging at strikes. It's every at-bat, you know, you treat it like it would during the season, but, you know, in the back of your mind, you take the stuff you're working on the cage kind of into the game and you know, do what you can to, you know, work on those things.
And it's a great opportunity to be here. The Arizona Fall League, the prestigious league that it is, the number of guys that have come through this league and made it to the majors and been successful. So, you know, I'm just fortunate and very blessed to be here, and I was happy for the opportunity, for sure. We've had a chance to play a couple teams these past few days, and, you know, you're seeing a bunch of guys that, you know, are very good at what they do. So it's fun to be here, fun to compete with these guys and kind of test your skills. The higher up you go, the guys just continue to get better and better. So you know, and you're pushing yourself to get better as well. I was fortunate enough to be on a good team there with our Lynchburg team in High A, and then, you know, also a very good team in Akron, you know, where we do some special things in the playoffs and go on to win some games and, you know, be a part of a fun season. So, you know, I was grateful to be around those guys, but like I said, you know, that skill level continues to grow, and you just try and grow with it. Overall, just continue to progressing it better day by day, you know, kind of taking it one day, one pitch at a time, you know, working on my game as a whole and continuing to do some things on the field and, you know, hopefully continue to see progress.
When you go somewhere new and you know that people care about you and you have a shot to make your dream come true, I mean, it's obviously the best feeling in the world. I'm learning a lot on defense now and getting better every day and just doing my thing out here and trying to get better. I always hit home runs, and my dad always taught me how to hit home runs, and our motto is always that's who gets paid the most is the guy who hits home runs. So, I mean, ever since I was a kid, that's what I tried to do and what I learned to do, and just get bigger, stronger, and hit the ball out of the park. It's tough sometimes when guys are pitching around you, and especially in the college season where there's a lot of guys on base and a lot of runs to be scored, and they're just walking you. But it's tough to hit a home run on good pitches or pitches out of the zone. So I kind of try to simplify it and look for a pitch over the middle of the plate and put the barrel on it. I've gotten, in my opinion, a lot better behind the plate, and I think that a lot of teams can say that I can stick behind there for the rest of my career, hopefully. And I don't know, I've been working on everything.
I think sometimes as players we get caught up in the mechanics and what you're doing wrong all the time. Let me do this, let me do that. And those two kind of bring you back to just simplifying stuff and getting back to the basics of just going out there and just playing ball. Yeah, I think a big part is you got to get ready mentally, man. As far as just telling yourself you're about to go in here and do damage when you step to the plate, and same thing when you get in the field, you're about to go out here and make a play. If you're just in la-la land, I mean, maybe some people that works for them, but for me, it was getting my mind ready to know that, like, when I step in this box, I have a plan, I have my approach, and I'm going to stick to it. Obviously, after the first couple of years, you step in the batter's box, or especially in BP, it was, let's hit as far as balls, as many home runs as you can. As you start getting older and start, like, learning and start figuring out, like, this BP is trying to prepare you, and that's your preparation for game time. You start getting to the point where it's like, you know what, this is where I work on stuff, and it's not home run derby a lot of times.
I mean, the Futures game was pretty awesome. I mean, I was real happy to be asked to do that. I mean, it was always a dream of mine to be able to do something like that. I mean, watching it when you're in, like, high school, middle school, and then actually finally being there, that was probably one of the highlights up there of my season. I was actually on the bus going on a road game, and then Dave Owens called me and he told me, and so I was just ecstatic. I was so pumped. But, I mean, it didn't come out publicly yet, so I kind of keep to myself for a little while, but it was awesome. My first year of overhand ball, I kind of struggled. I mean, going from when they feed into the machine to actually throwing it, that was a little adjustment, but I mean, it was fun, and I mean, I remember hitting home runs then. Going to college was awesome. I mean, built relationships, the players, coaches. Didn't have the success we wanted, but I mean, still had an unbelievable time. I was real blessed to just be with those guys every day and have fun.
It was a blast. I mean, I had a great time. My family could be there. They flew when I got the call. I called my parents and they booked some flights to get up there, all my family. So that was fun for them being up there. But I had a great time for that month I was up there. just experience in the big leagues, being around the big league guys, the veterans, and seeing what they do to get prepared for a game, and being in that playoff run, it was an awesome experience. But right now I'm in center field. They want me to get some work in center field. So, but yeah, I mean, looking forward in the future, hopefully the Tigers want me out there in center. So I'm gonna do my best and out here and then get ready for spring training and do what I can. Just working on some base stealing, just practicing my form and working on getting some reps at base stealing, getting on base. Probably making a little more contact. Just seeing the ball, just driving the pitches that I should be able to drive and not missing too many of the good pitches that I should hit.
You know, when you get here, you get a chance to play every day and really learn about yourself and try to figure out what you want to do, what kind of player you want to be. So, you know, I'm thankful to the Royals for giving me the opportunity to figure that out and just really be who I am. And it's been good. It's been fun. And I'm just enjoying it every day and playing hard as I can. And that I'm going to play hard every day. And, you know, I appreciate their support. And seeing all of them out here is awesome. It's an honor to play in front of them. Yeah, that was awesome. That was a good year, good start to my career. And I enjoyed my time out there in Idaho. And I think that was, you know, that year was just a, you know, really it opened my eyes to what could be. And it was definitely awesome to start off that way. For next season, I mean, you know, just to be consistent. I'm not going to set any kind of, you know, big goals for myself. I know what's ahead of me. I know what's there. And just to take every day, though, and worry about every at-bat one at a time and, you know, be the best teammate I can be and play as hard as I can every day. And, you know, I think the rest will take care of itself.
Obviously, every day you're supposed to be doing something to get better. I'm not expecting to have huge strides, but at the same time, any step back isn't something you want to do. So any day you can make progress, whether it be a simple pitch or two flat ground, that you're finding more consistency is something that everyone's willing to do. And being out here against the best competition in my age group and in the country is something you can't pass up. I would have to say that the competition difference is largely having to do with the team that backed me up. The higher you go, obviously, you're going to have more experienced guys, and I think that's at the end of the day what it comes down to is that the minor leagues is all about experience. It's all about time and throws and swings. Every single time you take a swing, you throw another ball, it's just another piece of experience in your corner. And that was the only difference I really noticed between high A and double A is the guys had seen more pitchers, they'd seen more, they'd failed more. I mean, they learned from their failures, and I think that was the biggest difference.
It's definitely been, you know, a ball. I'm having an amazing time with these guys, you know, to be able to meet new guys, definitely the guys who are top guys, you know, around the world, and be able to play against these guys. It's the most elite talent in the world, you know, and it shows you got to come out and compete every single day, you know, and I'm definitely blessed to be here. So I was excited. You know, I know a lot of guys who played before me in this event, you know, definitely represent the Twins, our guys who are, you know, some big names for us and guys who do a lot of great things in major leagues and the big league level. So, you know, I just want to say, to the Twins, definitely thank you for this opportunity. And when I found out, I mean, I was most excited. I mean, I don't think I could hold it all in. So you play against guys every single day who are going to go out and throw their ace, you know, and who are going to have their best in their A game every single day. So you got to come out and know exactly what you want to do. You know, you got to have a plan to stick to it. You know, you definitely got to stay with what you do best. And you can't, definitely here, you can't try to be something that you're not.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting being around all these top guys. And, you know, we got a great team here. We got, you know, Mankata here with us. Top guy in minor league baseball right now, and you know, it's fun working with everyone, you know, seeing their work ethic going through each day, you know, finding everyone's routine, kind of picking off of each other, seeing how they succeed, and you know, kind of competing against each other a little bit. It's an awesome experience. You know, get those extra innings in, get ready for next year. You know, it's going to be a big year next year for a lot of these guys. You know, a lot of these guys are trying to make an impact next year with the big league club, but right now just kind of staying focused and, you know, doing what they asked me to come down here and do. And just work from there. I have four pitches that I like to say I can throw for all strikes most of the time. And just being able to mix it up, you know, kind of surprise guys. But in the end, just being able to throw everything for a strike and keep them guessing, keep them off balance, and hopefully get a couple ground outs.